This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Wednesday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. President Joe Biden is set to unveil a $6 trillion budget proposal for next year, which would include his infrastructure and jobs proposal, along with new government spending that would further swell the federal deficit. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's budget blueprint will incorporate the $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal, the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, and $1.5 trillion in new spending for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. But scheduling a major budget rollout on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend is raising speculation. The timing might be to downplay news that the deficit would run up $1.8 trillion, despite a host of new tax increases totaling more than $3 trillion. Under Biden's plan, the public debt would exceed the size of the economy and soon eclipse record levels of debt relative to gross domestic product that have stood since World War II.